remember your IT. All you need is a democracy.
Fuck is the world.
Fuck up your life.
Everybody under a gun.
Fuck up your life.
People of the world.
Fuck up your life.
Voting to the left.
If you want to keep healthcare.
Voting to the right.
If you don't like clean air.
Lifting policies.
Who knows what they are?
Voting to the left.
Criminal socialist welfare.
Voting to the right.
To continue this nightmare.
What are you going
to
do?
Ha! Ha! We hate you. Hold tight.
My wits will defeat ya.
My plans are much harder.
My bagpipes are louder.
And my name's Ed Davey.
Shake it, shake it, shake it. Fuck you. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Fuck you.
Pleasance Grand in Edinburgh. It's the News Review Podcast.
Right, we're operating on a Mrs. Thompson today, is that right?
That's the one. She's right here ready for you, sir.
Are you ready for your operation, Mrs. Thompson?
She's already unconscious, sir.
Oh, that's always first, isn't it? Isn't it?
Usually, sir, yes.
Good. A scalpel.
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 So, which one's the heart again? Is it the big one next door, the red bits?
Sir, this is a knee operation.
A knee? Oh, Christ, I did one of those one-year shorter medical degrees that the Tories introduced in 2024. Must have skimmed over knees. Where are the knees again?
All the way down there, sir.
Oh, bugger. Oh, give me head, shoulders and toes, I'm all for it. But knees? No. No, there's nothing more I can do. We're going to have to bring a consultant in, I'm sorry.
Paging a consultant. We have an emergency here in Operating Theatre F. If you could come as quick as possible.
What seems to be the problem here?
Were you in the middle of something?
No. Why?
No reason. We have a patient here who needs her knee operation on.
Knees. I did one of those one-year shorter medical degrees introduced by the Tories back
yes,
in 2024.
Right, yes, yes. What is your specialism?
Eyes, ears, mouths and noses. I also got a C in GCSE biology.
Oh, sod it. We'll just hand them over to Booper again.
Oh, aye, Booper and the bees. Ooh.
There's a strike that can't be broken. Rishi's pain goes on and on. Empty trains and empty stations. Ticket lines don't look so long. Here and now's a revolution. Sick to death with silly games. You won't be at work tomorrow, 'cause your trains, they never came. My placard in the corner, I will lead a world reborn, and will rise with voices ringing. Think I can hear them now. The government came on so thick when they said, let's all blame me. Picket line at dawn. Oh, comrades, comrades, don't ask me what your sacrifice was for. Empty trains and empty stations, where the trains will run no more.
Whisky industry leaders have hit out at an over 10% rise in alcohol duty, which came into effect this week. The Scotch Whisky Association have said that their spirits are low.
And you can't stop an avalanche or the floods or forest fires.
You can talk about it all day long, but the tides rise even higher. And you can claim you're acting quick enough, but you are not who we require.
Cause the world is shouting, help us please. And we're fucked if we reach 1.5 degrees.
Cause the world that will call us will put our mind at ease.
You can't stop the heat ever since this whole world began. You'll be polluting up the earth just to get in the tank.
Levels rising from the heat of the sun. We'll keep coming back and protesting until we've won. 2050 is too far away. We want it done today.
Trotsky, but please remind me, what exactly is happening here in Russia in 1923, which is the year that it is?
Thank you for asking, Joseph Stalin. Well, here in Russia in 1923, we are in the middle of a dangerous revolution. We are trying to make sure that Russian history won't remember us as volatile separatists who just kill those who stand in our way.
Yes, of course. Carry on, Leon Trotsky.
So, we begin the meeting with the first thing on the agenda, as always,
trying to end the ongoing revolution.
Yes.
And let's not get distracted like last time with the whole Russian bear conversation.
I just don't see why we should be symbolized by bears. They are ugly and unwieldy creatures.
They are really violent and huge.
And so clumsy with the paws and the whip.
Vladimir Lenin, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I think you should leave. Right, next on the agenda is how to prevent war with the Ukraine.
Right, well, of course, we have Crimean War 70 years ago in 1853, and then war with whole of Ukraine in 1921, just a couple of years ago from now, which is 1923. We really need to think about how not to go to war with Ukraine.
Any ideas, then?
Why don't we try being friends with them?
Vladimir Lenin! I thought I told you to leave!
What a silly idea.
We should be wary of his notions. A lot of his ideas have big red flags, you know.
And he can be so bolshy sometimes.
I see what you did there, Joseph Stalin. Very funny play on the word Bolshevik. Very clever.
I know.
So any good ideas about not war then? No? Okay, fine, we'll put the pin in it for now, come back to it soon.
Yes, and we certainly will not still be talking about this in, say, exactly a century from now.
Thames water runs.
of dough. Your pipes and overflows collapse. Oh, pollutions, no solution. They're still pumping sewage right into your taps. There's such a lot of poo, oh God. And now, since your boss also quit, your company is split. For purpose, you're not fit. Thames water is
welcome back to GB News. I'm Eamon Holmes. Nobody likes me, everybody hates me. Guess I'll go present on far-right news outlets. Now we're here today with Matt Hancock. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Eamon. It's a pleasure to be here, or anywhere that's not my house.
So, I'm going to be facing you with some questions from our viewers today, because that's a thing we do sometimes, for some reason. And our first question comes from a Timothy Gammon from Piddlehinton. And he asks this. Are the rumours true that we were running out of PPE within the first month of the lockdown?
Were we running out of PPE at that point in the lockdown? Yes. So I thought the best course of action was to remove face masks in public and instead use other people's mouths and noses, whether or not they are your wife.
Okay, next question. Wait, hang on. Do you kiss by covering the other person's entire nose and mouth?
It's the only way to create an airtight seal.
Right. Our next question comes from Susan Pisshammer from Netherwallop, and she asks, what do you say to those who suggest you were given damning evidence against your own party's handling of the pandemic?
Oh, well, my central considerations have always stayed the same. What can I do to best help my constituents? How much is this TV show paying? Am I a celebrity? Who's Boy George? Is this a jungle? Do we have enough body bags to cope? Yeah, and so on.
Sure, our next question...
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
Sorry, is that something important?
Oh! It's a WhatsApp from Bojo! Yes, I'll just voice note him. Is that all right? Yeah, okay. Yes! Lads, lads, lads! Congrats on the baby, big man! Oh, it's Matt, by the way. Yeah, it's gone.
Right, our final question comes from Sinjin Gargletwat of Tiny Bitching, and he asks, who do you blame for the failings during the pandemic?
Well, there is only one person to blame, and that was the Health Secretary at the time.
Wasn't that you, Mr. Hancock?
I know you are, but what am I?
What?
Your mum! Lads, lads, lads!
Do we get a pizza tonight?
That would be amazing.
Yeah?
But no.
Oh.
We just can't afford it. With the cost of living as it is, if something's not a necessity, we just don't have the budget for it.
Goodbye to our necessities. Those things that aren't amenities. Forget about your hating. This is strife. Goodbye to your extremities. They've now become parentheses. Who needs those our necessities of life?
Whenever I go out, whenever I roam, I need to remortgage to leave my home.
A Freddo costs £1 million, so now those treats are out of bounds.
I'll make our dinner by candlelight. Hand me the knife, I don't need eyesight.
I really think you do. Those are necessities of life that we once knew.
Goodbye to our necessities.
I hope you know some recipes, cause beans on toast is starting to sound posh.
I want to scream up
obscenities. Why can't we switch identities?
Cause everything is taking all our dosh.
Remember those good days of brand new clothes, when we could buy toothpaste or Domino's.
When we had chocolate, wine and shoes, back when we had the choice to choose.
The only way I afford my life is with OnlyFans to sell my wife.
I actually quite enjoy it.
Those are necessities of life aren't meant for you.
Are you?
Are you?
Hundreds of teenagers gathered outside JD Sports in Oxford Street in response to a call out on Snapchat to take part in a robbery. Which is strange because it's usually Sports Direct that contains massive mugs.
It's labor o'clock, yeah, we're not joking. It's been 13 years, but we're still hoping. Is everybody back in Westminster? It's been a minute, we know what is in store. But no one really knows what we stand for. Got a plan more when we get in power.
Oh, UK's in trouble, there's such pressure. We're way too dull to be that stressed, yeah. Oh, we're not quite as corrupt as the Tories.
Hey!
But are we much better?
Try voting Labour. See how it feels.
We'll care and feed you, just not with free school meals.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's about damn time.
Sir Keir Starmer
and German too.
We don't know their names either, though would you? But still.
But still.
We say it's about damn time.
In a minute, gonna need a fundamental understanding of centre left.
What is this, costing budget? Still, you know that, you're unimpressed.
We give away far too much. Trying to be hip, but we're so out of touch.
Haven't got rich, haven't got trust. That's how it feels with us.
We'll be your saviours, we'll be your friends. We're hopeless, but at least we're not Lib Dems.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright.
So I guess we're fine.
Turn up the Labour. Turn down.
Silver fox at here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's about that time.
Some people are here because they're real fans and want to make sure they get into the show.
I'm here because I like to queue.
We're extreme queuers.
It's like an addiction.
This is my 17th Edinburgh Festival.
I've done them all. Queued for the Queen's Lying in State last year, Queen Mother 2002, Wimbledon every year, obviously.
Obviously.
Heathrow, Gatwick, Stansted, summer 2022.
Shopping in the pandemic were a great way to train.
To be honest, it don't matter what it's for, I just queue.
We don't even do anything when we get to the end. It's all about the wait. We go to Alton Towers and we don't go on any of the rides.
Just the queues.
Sometimes I even like to do a bit of online queuing. And then I just close the page when I get to the end. Nothing beats standing, though.
When I get to the end, I like to let people in front of me to make it last a bit longer.
Of course, it's taking its toll on the body.
Oh, need our hips replaced.
Which presents us with the greatest challenge yet. A queue so long, it's not measured in distance, but in years.
NHS waiting list.
God save the queue.
Rishi Sunak, more like Pissy Shoehead.
Order. Right, before we begin this week's Prime Minister's questions, I believe the Right Honourable Gentleman has a statement he wishes to make. Prime Minister, the floor is yours.
You created a monster.
master. Now nobody wants to see Bojo no more. I'm Rishi, I'm much slicker. Well, if you want Rishi, this is what I'll give you. A fixed penalty via my stock ticker. My wife's gonna claim non-dom a lot quicker than a loss to a mistrust. She's a big fibber, but she's gone now, and we know that she misled us, cause she wilted and died like an agile on lettuce. I waited so long, I'll keep debating. I can't help that my thin face is nauseating. I know I don't need a job, just stating that the taste of money's intoxicating. HMRC won't let me be, or let me claim tax that's overseas. I'm desperate to not pay VAT. I'm rich, it's not hyperbole. So, mortgages rise, I can surmise, but don't hear all the lies. Just look in my eyes, I can walk this, listen as I spit the chorus. We got rid of the blonde boy, fuck you, Boris. This looks like the job for me. So everybody, come follow me, cause we need a little patriarchy. Just ignore my magic money tree, but no, it's the perfect job for me. So everybody, hear my decree, and the banks and donors all agree they'd feel so empty without me.
No, it'd be better if you pick up the map, will she?
Pick it up here. Right, I'll now take a question from the Leader of the Opposition, Keir Starmer.
Wanna come round here, little rich boy, do it. Subtle over talking, go and then do it. Lost your direction, losing at election. Friends in my ear saying Keir can do it. Corbyn in my rear view, he's old news. Friends with Hamas, but not Jews. Got a really clear view, I can't lose. You forgot about Beer Gate and that's cool, yeah. Clown, get lost, man of the people, not a Rees-Mogg. Policies are feeble, yours are quite soft. Is your party legal? Fingers crossed. I'll be in my prime as the minister, and your small time prime miniature. I'm straight out of Surrey down Reigate. Sorry if I sound sinister. Hashtag Brexit, bringing the cure. Come quick like Boris and Jenny Arcurie. Cameron May, Johnson Trust, too many of you. It's time for us. You're getting way too big for your boots. Your opinions aren't much use. I got a knighthood and nice suits. We may have lost grassroots, but still, I'm so smooth. I know I engage with the youth. I'm quite dull but resolute. How dare you twist up the truth? How do you like those apples, Rishi?
Well, Eat it!
Right, are we done for the day?
Not so fast, boys. It's your man, Ed Davey. Hit it.
No.
Fair enough.
Judge in Italy has acquitted a man of groping because it lasted for less than 10 seconds. As a result of this new parameter, men everywhere are suddenly worried that they're still technically virgins.
I've been maintaining healthy relationships.
With?
Friends, family, uprisings.
And how has that been?
I don't know what you mean. It's been under control the whole time. Mrs. Vladimir Putin made sure of it.
Shall we unpack that?
I'm not ready to process that right now. That's a boundary, Claire.
You are getting so much better at recognizing boundaries, Vladimir.
Thank you.
So what is really the matter?
Well, you know what the matter is? I try so hard to be the calm, cool, completely chilled being guy. But I just get so frustrated all the time. Like it's eating me up because of them. Always them.
Vladimir, remember your breath exercise is anti-chi. Now, you mentioned this them. I want you to close your eyes and tell me what you see.
I see...
Good, good. Visualize, Vlad.
Visualizing? See colors. Colors of yellow and blue. Blue and yellow. Yellowy blue, bluey yellow. Whose lands are a monotonous maze of never-ending hopelessness. Whose food is unethically made and processed. Oh, it haunts me every minute.
Back to IKEA again. Interesting.
A special 50 pence coin marking the coronation of King Charles is going into circulation this week. In other ironic upcoming PR stunts, look out for the Pope's new Durex range, the SNP branded checkbooks, and R. Kelly flavoured chastity belts.
Wagwan, my brethren. Everything Irie? I'll tell you what's not Irie. This Bumbakla by-election!
There's a buzz all around the country. The voting booth is what you need to see. But if you're wanting to have a say at all, it's down in Rutha Glen you need to be. See, in this town we are so democratic. We'll give each person here an equal run. But really thinking about this seriously, it's gonna be a crazy piece of scum. Oh, give them votes, ya bastards. Votes, ya bastards. If you're a mad bastard, then they want your say. And do not vote, ya bastard. Nope, ya bastard. If you're female, Jewish, black or gay. I'm getting leaflets filling my mailbox. Now I feel like I must be blunt. No matter what these politicians say, everyone is just a total liar. Oh, but they want votes, the bastards. Votes, the bastards. Want my votes, the bastards. Put your votes right down. I'll place my votes, the bastards. Votes, the bastards. Vote, please don't be golden brown.
They're yours, mate.
They're from your country, mate.
They lived in yours.
Take them off
They're
now.
They're yours.
I thought you both wanted the ashes.
Yeah, we did.
Then why are you trying to give it to each other?
Oh, these are Rolf Harris's ashes. Yeah. They're yours.
They're yours.
Take them.
We searched for the Titan, even when it seemed like a dud. Thought we heard some noises, but was it porpoises? We just couldn't find them at all.
This might be in quite bad taste.
I'm actually really glad you said that.
Really? Well, should we just leave it there then? We don't want to be subpar.
Yeah, I can feel the audience sinking already.
I agree. We don't want this to turn into a catastrophic implosion.
Right. Well, you never know till you try, guys.
No, absolutely. And we want to be at the cutting edge of satire.
But maybe we just didn't do the full safety checks on this sketch.
Freddie, what's next on the running order?
20,000 refugees under the sea.
Perfect!
Yeah, we're safe there!
Nobody cares about those lives!
Yeah!
The next Elizabeth Line train from Paddington will be departing from Platform 11.
What an awfully large station. I seem to be lost. Oh dear. I left my Uncle Pastuzzo and I'm looking for a home. Anyone? Perhaps it's time for another marmalade sandwich. Oh, hello. And who might you be? My name is Paddington Bear, and I'm looking for a home.
I see. And where are you from, Mr. Bear?
Deepest, darkest Peru. My uncle Pastuzo put me on a boat.
And now you're looking for a home here in Britain, despite the fact that so many other places were closer to Peru.
Why, yes, I suppose.
And do you know who I am?
No.
Well, I have a very important job. I'm the Home Secretary. I make sure that bears, like you, have a nice little home.
Oh, how wonderful!
Isn't it just? Would you like me to take you to a place with other bears?
Yes, please. That would be fantastic. Thank you.
Don't mention it. Boys, we have another fluffy little foot for the barge!
Buying wine and nice clothes for me. For me.
Yes, it's sad. Yes, I know, but Mummy had to go.
Camilla, no, get off the sorting crate.
It's my throat.
Camilla, get off the sorting crate.
It's my throat.
Camilla, get off the sorting crate.
It's my throat.
Off the sorting crate.
It's my throat.
Off the sorting crate.
It's my throat.
Break free. We want to break free. We want to break free from their lies and the ways they despise us, those racists. It's such bigotry. And God knows we want to break free.
And why does my ginger hair mean that I'm just the spare?
Oh, not bourgeoisie, baby!
Oh, now we're stuck overseas.
Oh, we want to break free.
Get off!
I drink champagne with abandon. Watch me, I'm a triple threat. I waited my turn, I say. Die's gone, or did you forget? I still have energy for this high society. And ever since the coronation, making up lost time. We're clearly couple goals. Now that I've ditched Pokeball, shut up, I'm married for love. I'm Camilla, Queen Cornwall to Aberdeen. Poshest bitch you've ever seen. Don't like me, you won't give me time. I'm the queen. If you're in doubt, check my history. Stop that! It is time for me. You want a queen who will give you action? I have waited patiently. I'll absolutely drive you. You know what's coming when you consort with me. You get it? Yes. Consort and consort. Fuck off! I'm Camilla, queen, full of vim and super keen. I've heard of royals dating
raging teens. Nothing spoken, nothing seen. I'm the queen.
Did somebody mention teens? Down on me from the BBC and the media. Under pressure, although my pal Epstein said she was 18, although we've never met. It's the terror of wondering if the world will forget, but I'm not too worried, and hey, I can't sweat. If I need another job soon, maybe they're hiring at Pizza Express.
And now I'm gonna have myself a real king time. I'm still alive. Commonwealth, I'll rule it till I die. I'm cruising around resplendently, so
don't stop him now. Don't stop him.
Hey, don't you know that it's my time? It's finally my time. I'm the longest there, circling the sky like a vulture, defying the laws which can be bent, like a speeding car which got rid of Lady Diana. Oh, wait, no, no. Why are you booing me while I approach? Don't you like my lovely golden couch? The cost of living problems simply don't affect me.
Don't stop him now.
I'm having such a keen time. I'm wearing my crown.
Don't stop him now.
If you wanna have a keen time, tough, I'm not stepping down.
Don't stop
me. Don't you know that it's my time?
Don't stop
me. Is it certainly my time? The best.
Episode of the News Review podcast, starring Mohammed Bangura, Elspeth Day Collins, Phoebe Loveday Raymond, and Freddie Walker. The podcast was directed and collated by Charlie Ryle. Musical direction and editing was by Richard Baker. This episode was written by Charlie Ryle, Richard Baker, Mohammed Bangura, Elspeth Day Collins, Phoebe Loveday Raymond, Freddie Walker, Dylan Alcock, Helen Cunningham, Tom Cove, Harry Rundle, Fergus Carver, Ben Whitehead, and Matt Barlow. The producers were Emma Taylor and Canal Cafe Theatre. If you think you're funnier than this bunch, then send us your funny things to newsreviewpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you next time on the News Review Podcast.